the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, February the 6th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The ball now in President Donald Trump's court on releasing the Democratic response to the Nunes memo. Also on our daily rundown, Dreamers tell Albany and D.C. the time is now. And what's up with do-no-harm promises and hundreds of millions of dollars in unnecessary procedures? First, our top story, the House Intelligence Committee voted unanimously on Monday to release a Democratic rebuttal to GOP accusations that the FBI misled a secret surveillance court. The Washington Post is reporting President Trump now has 5 days to decide whether the information becomes public. The Post notes the panel's senior Democrat, Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, announced the vote results, saying the GOP attacks on the Justice Department and the FBI show desperation on the part of the president's defenders. Meantime, a bipartisan immigration measure stalled in the U.S. Senate. The proposal by Senators John McCain and Christopher Coons would grant permanent legal status to undocumented immigrants known as Dreamers and also start bolstering security along the U.S.-Mexico border. The Chicago Tribune reports it mimics a plan that has 54 co-sponsors from both parties. President Trump has tweeted the idea is a total waste of time because he says it doesn't immediately authorize spending billions to build new barriers along the border. Dreamers were in Albany on Monday to witness passage of the New York State DREAM Act in the state assembly.
It was the seventh time the bill is passed in the Democratic-controlled House, but it has yet to get through the state Senate, where it faces significant opposition again this year. Ricardo Acca, who was born in Mexico and grew up in Brooklyn, started working on his bachelor's degree when he was 18. But without access to state-funded financial aid programs, it has taken him almost 10 years to complete his college education.
The New York State DREAM Act would allow Dreamers like myself to access state financial aid like TAP, the Excelsior Scholarship, and other state-level funded scholarships.
On Wednesday, Dreamers from New York will be traveling to Washington, D.C. to urge Congress to pass the National DREAM Act. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
And federal lawmakers are ramping up their work on the 2018 Farm Bill. Mary Sherman reports some Ohio farm groups and producers say measures to boost local food should also be included.
Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown says the Local Farms Act he introduced in the Senate can help family farmers and local growers reach new markets and improve access to fresh foods for Ohioans. That was the exact mission of Betsy Anderson and others in Worcester when they created Local Roots Market and Cafe 8 years ago.
The connection to the food is just so different when you grow it yourself. And our market gives people an opportunity to meet with the farmers and really see exactly where their food's coming from. People seem just really happy.
The Local Farms Act includes investments in programs such as the Local Food Promotion Program, which Local Roots has utilized to enhance the cooperative over the years. The House Committee on Agriculture is holding a hearing on the 2018 Farm Bill today.
According to USDA data, more than 167,000 U.S. farms produced and sold food through farmers' markets and other similar channels in 2015. The 2018 Farm Bill could move to the full House by mid-March and be in the Senate by May. Scientists have found that over time, treated oil and gas wastewater is leaving radioactive deposits in the stream beds where it's released.
A team of Duke University researchers has found highly elevated levels of radium in the mud where three Pennsylvania treatment plants release wastewater. That's even after the water is treated to greatly reduce its radioactivity, says Avnar Vengash, who leads the research team.
We found that indeed there is a large enrichment of radioactive elements in those stream sediments. It's about 600 times the level that we found in upstream.
The industry points out that the brine and other water from oil and gas wells contains some naturally occurring radioactive elements, but only very low levels. Vengash and his team have been focusing on the ways these elements become concentrated in stream beds. I'm Tramel Gomes.
And finally, Eric Tegetthoff tells us in a single year, more than 600,000 Washingtonians underwent treatment they didn't need, according to a new analysis.
In the Washington Health Alliance's report, First Do No Harm, calculating healthcare waste in Washington state, researchers found people spent more than $280 million on unnecessary treatments or examinations between July 2015 and June 2016. The WHA notes the three ways this harms patients: physically, emotionally, and financially. Report author Susie Dade says financial harm isn't talked about as much as the other two, but medical debt is a major issue. Nationally, nearly one in five Americans has medical debt in collection.
When they are faced with a decision to pay down debt or send their kids to school or to college, to what kind of housing they can afford, whether they can afford their rent, whether or not they can afford to go to the doctor, whether or not they can afford to pay for recommended medications or tests or procedures, all of these things come into play.
The report analyzed the insurance claims of 1.3 million patients for 47 commonly overused treatments.
Tools such as electronic medical records can be used to alert providers when they order a treatment option that is not evidence-based. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.